It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Brittany Light has a really cool story about crickets and climate change. Morning, Brittany.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us about this. It's really a story about adaptation, isn't it?
It is. Yes. So the story is that a scientist who's been studying the Pacific field cricket in the islands here for 15 years, she was in Kalapapa on Molokai and was looking for the cricket. She found it, and she found that it makes a completely different noise than the cricket does anywhere else. Instead of the typical chirpy sound of a cricket, these crickets in this one population on Molokai actually make a sound that sounds similar to the low guttural purr of a cat. She actually started looking around and looking for a cat until she realized the sound was coming from these crickets.
Well, you know, we have a little bit of that audio that you folks have embedded in your website. Let's take a listen. Yeah, that's a difference in tone, isn't it?
Yeah, so the second set of sounds there are representative of the noise that the typical Pacific field cricket makes. And, mm-hmm. and those earlier set of sounds, that's what this new, we're calling it the purring cricket. To me, it almost sounds like a typewriter.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So it turns out that we're not really sure what is causing this change. The scientists have a few theories. One is that the preferences of female crickets are changing in terms of the mating call that they like to hear from the male crickets. These songs are made by the males. And so one theory is that the females are responding in a different way. They like to hear different sounds, and the males are adapting to that. Another theory is that there's a fly that is predatory, and it has tapped into the communication of the crickets, and it uses that to locate these male crickets when they're singing to find a mate. And using that, it will spray the cricket with larvae that actually embed in the body of the cricket and sort of eat the cricket from the inside out.
So as
a survival technique, it's possible that these crickets are creating a new sound to avoid that sort of terrible death.
Yes. When I read that, it just creeped me out. I was like, ew. I change my tune if that happened to me.
I would change my tune too. And interestingly, these Pacific field crickets, there's another population originally found on Kauai. They've gone silent. So really what this all means is that, you know, this is evidence that animals and plants can adapt to environmental factors, whether it's a new species in the area that's preying on it, whether it's the noise of traffic, whether it's climate change. It's kind of hopeful that some plants and animals can adapt and continue to survive.
Now, she was looking on Molokai initially, but so has she looked at other islands?
She has. She's actually found these purring crickets on Oahu. And there's a field. These crickets like to be in sort of grassy fields like college campuses. So there's actually one campus up at Brigham Young University on Oahu. And there are, in this one field, there are the purring crickets, the typical crickets, and also the silent crickets. So this scientist wants to come back, do more research, and try to figure out, are we eventually going to have three different distinct species, or will all of this variation sort of settle out, and will these crickets kind of figure out a song that they're all going to be singing and responding to?
Fascinating story. Thanks so much, Brittany.
You're welcome.
That was Civil Beat's Brittany Light with today's reality check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.